Tyre Power, rewarding you more with a $100 cash card with four selected Michelin tyres.
Breakfast with Kane Corns and Andrew Hayes. I'm better than
ever. Yeah, thanks to Tyre Power this morning, where family safety rates number one, and Weeks Discover Hour, we're delivering a high standard of design, build quality. Weeks Homes Discover Different. Big game happening at Adelaide Oval tomorrow night. Historic game. First ever AFLW showdown. Gibbs, you played in two showdowns. They're big occasions.
They certainly are, and it's more the build-up leading into the game too. The whole town's buzzing, and the whole town is starting to certainly buzz at the moment. A big crowd expected at the Adelaide Oval tomorrow night.
No matter what the result is, can guarantee there'll be one player in particular who will subscribe to what is the passion and everything that comes with the showdown. That is Eb Marinoff. She joins us this morning. Good morning, Noffy.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Going very well, thank you. Look, I dare say that you will absolutely, you probably would have marked this date in the calendar a fair while ago, and a showdown is your type of stage. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think when the fixture come out, we certainly penned round six. It's gone pretty bloody fast, but super excited, and to be back on Adelaide Oval, we can't wait.
So from the Crows perspective, we heard from Lauren Arnell just before. She said that Chad Corns had come in to give the girls a bit of a pep talk. How have your preparations been, and have you done anything special?
No, not really, to be honest. It's been a quick turnaround. I think we've had 5 days. So we've actually just made sure we've got on the track a couple of times this week, just given the fact that, it's going to be an absolute competitive match. And I think you need to train that during the week to prepare yourself to what's ahead. And that's kind of how we've gone about it.
So after a bit of a slow start, Noff, you've hit some form, obviously winning your last four and had, I think, the record, AFLW record win on the weekend. Is it more about you guys this week? Do you just continue that form leading into this game, or do you need to change a few things? Because Port will be pretty eager to knock you off. I have no doubts about that.
Yeah, absolutely. No, like you said, disappointing start. And I think even over the past 3 weeks prior to last weekend, we'd been working really hard on the training track, just a little bit with our ball movement and our forward entries. And I think sometimes when you're still not winning by those margins, it can be a little bit frustrating. But to have a breakout game last week was exciting, but that doesn't happen often, as you can imagine. So if we can just keep winning the contest and moving the ball forward how we like to, we'll be pretty happy with that.
For sure. So you're coming up against a couple of old teammates as well this week. So Phillips, Mules, Foley, just to name a couple. What are you expecting from those girls? Is there going to be a little bit of a niggle there? Are you going to try and ruffle their feathers, get under their skin?
I'm not too good at that. I leave that to the likes of Eloise Jones and Hannah Munyard. I think it's just going to be fierce. It's going to be fierce. Obviously, we play footy to play in these sort of games, so I'm just excited to be a part of that. I'm sure they'll be banter on the night. Yeah, you'd be lying if you said no. But I'm just excited. I think it's a little bit different to the lead up that you boys have had, because we're not quite sure what it feels like. The build up is big, but I just can't wait to begin a rivalry and hopefully bring it home to Westlake.
No, we know that you've got a tight relationship with Erin Phillips. Have you imagined what it's going to be like to compete against her?
Yeah, you kind of like pinch yourself that you've played with her, and then to think that you see her on TV and then in photos and that, and just looks weird. So when you do look and you line up and you're going for premiership points, it's just gonna be weird. I don't even know how to describe it. Just really odd. I think we've only really had Billy Frampton in my time that switched cross towns, and like you said, we've got three pivotal players who were part of us for a good 6 years.
So Gibbsy mentioned before, but 96 points on the weekend was just an unbelievable result, a record-breaking result. Are you guys playing the best football that you've ever played since you've been there, do you think?
Last week was. no, but prior to that, no. No, we haven't been. It's been a little bit disappointing. We've been working really hard, and like I said before, when it's not clicking on game day, it can be a little bit frustrating. But when you just got to stick to the process, and it sounds cliche, but we had been and obviously had that breakout game. But no, it was a lot of fun, I won't lie. You kind of feel a little bit for the Giants, but when you play in the game, you just want to keep kicking goals. And we're a bit devo, we didn't hit a ton.
So hopefully
we can just have one day.
So, oh, that's all right.
So what does continue to drive this group, Noffy? I mean, you just keep backing up year after year, and obviously the premierships have come with that as well. Is it Doc Clark driving these standards, or is it the leadership group that continue to push this group to get better? Because after that first game that you did lose, you've gone four on the trot, and if you keep going the way you're going, you'll be eyeing off another top four spot and contending again for another premiership.
Yeah, I think it is driven by us leaders. We're a bloody competitive bunch. And I think the biggest thing, speak about Doc Clark, that we're here at this footy club to win premierships. And whether that's in pre-season or the way we go about it in, trade period, the players who we're selecting, we're picking players to make us better, to, I guess, strive for that premiership. And, that's been a big thing for us. And then we've been blessed with some really talented players across the time, but we work really hard to make sure that we are, eyeing that premiership cup, and that's the reason why we play. So I think that is, it's just, we're not satisfied. A few of us have got three, a few of us have got two, a few of us have got one, and to be fair, we had Montana McKinnon last year miss the grand final through suspension, and we had Madison Newman be dropped heading into the grand final. So we've got a couple of players that we're really striving to make sure we get them an opportunity to have a premiership medal. So that certainly just keeps driving us, and that's why we play.
Your game on the weekend, 36 disposals, you had 21 kicks, you had 12 tackles as well. What can you improve on? Because you're now at the level where if you said, well, if it's just more of the same from me, that's absolutely above and beyond. But are there areas of the game that you think you can still improve on?
Oh, absolutely. Always, try and work on my game and make sure that I'm getting better, to be the best player I can be. And for me, that's just getting the balls in my hands and working and executing under pressure. Obviously, being an inside mid, you are most of the time within the contest. So if I can keep working on that contested ball and have that efficiency high, it's pretty good, as well as, my tackle. I like to make sure that I'm running both ways. I had a pretty good game on the weekend, which was nice. I think I was buzzing from the boys' grand final. I just watched all those Cats boys in beast mode. So I felt that adrenaline coming on Sunday for sure.
Your whole career, Noff, you've been just so unbelievably consistent. It's been fun to watch. And, geez, who knows? You mightn't even be halfway through. In fact, you're not halfway through. You've still got maybe a decade to go at least. The weekend, tickets, how many requests have you had?
Yeah, well, my friends and family are pretty good. They go by them themselves, so I don't really get hassled. I think they kind of hassled me a bit a couple of years, and I'm like, can you guys just deal with it yourselves? It's not that hard. But, I have a big support crew coming. I always do. I'm pretty lucky that both my parents and family aunties and uncles fly around the countryside every week and don't miss a game. So I don't think they'll be missing the showdown. It's an pretty important one. But, hoping for a massive crowd, not just Adelaide Crows, but Port Adelaide as well. Like, let's all of South Australia get down to Adelaide Oval and make it, a really special occasion for what it is for the state.
Spot on. Conditions are expected to be perfect as well. So no excuses. Get down there and see a historic game of football tomorrow night at Adelaide Oval. Noffy, appreciate your time. We love catching up with you. Hopefully it goes well for you as well. We'll catch up with you again really soon.
Thanks, boys. Go Crows.
There you go. Ed Marinoff joining us this morning. I said before that you mightn't even be halfway through your career. I keep forgetting how young Noffy is. She's only 24.
Yeah, she's got plenty of footy ahead of her. And you just can tell that she loves the passion and what AFL means to her. And she just loves football.
Yep. So it's ridiculous. She's 24, three flags, four All-Australian selections. She's got a best and fairest in there as well. I reckon she is the AFL Women's Games record holder at the moment as well. She's played almost 60 games. Right now, it's a phenomenal career. And we're not even halfway through. It's ridiculous.
And you think about when she finishes the stats that she's going to lead the comp in already, disposals will be up there, tackles will be up there, contested possessions, all these stats. We just spoke about Joel Sell's career and what he's done. Ebony Marinoff will be leading the league once she finishes in a lot of areas, I would have thought.
Yep. From one absolute star to another, we're going to speak to Darcy Brown straight after the news. Good morning.